What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. She all down like the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J.
This is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing? What are y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Oh, my gosh. I know y'all out there being so thorough and wise, dropping a dime on them. Yes, look. And why do I tell you that I know that you are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby? Come on, y'all already know the first reason. Because God made you that way. Shout out to you, God. Oh, my gosh. He's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. What's cracking with my babies? Y'all remember I used to say that to y'all? What's cracking with my babies? Woo! Y'all like it when I do it like that? Remember I used to say that? Well, anyway, look. What's the second reason why I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby? Come on. Because y'all are out there listening to me, okay? And this is Just a Touch of J, baby. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you, all right? Now, what is the third thing that I tell y'all? Tell y'all this third thing is where I got to give a shout out to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on. Say it with me on three. You ready? One, two, three. Hi, haters. Because y'all need this to work, too. Yes, y'all need this work, too. Now, if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience and you like, wait a minute, what's going on with this girl named Jay and why is she giving a shout out to the haters? Let me explain something to you. Hate is acknowledgement backwards, okay? Anytime somebody hating on you or feel some type of way about you, they just acknowledging that you thorough and you wise. So you always got to say hi, haters, because most of the time they need this work too. They need something that you got. Okay, and let me explain to you, all right? So what happens is that when you shining bright like a diamond, all right? Bright like a diamond. And you doing what it is that you supposed to do, baby. You know, God loves that, right? And a lot of times he likes to use that for his glory because it's all for his glory, right? So what God does is that he prepares a table for you in the presence of your enemy. That's Psalms 23. He said, I'm going to prepare a table for you. You, Veronica, me, okay? In the presence of your enemy, all right? I'm going to anoint your head with oil. Your cup's going to overflow. Blessing after blessing after blessing. I'm going to come to you and prepare this table for you. In the presence of them. I'm going to make them your footstools. They got to watch you eat. So just imagine, right? This table, right? Of all your goodies, because God does it for you too. He'll prepare a table for you, yeah, in the presence of your enemies. You know, he's not a man that he should lie. His word is true. So he prepares his table in the presence of your enemies, you know, and it's everything that you love and that you like. Oh my gosh, you know, can you imagine it right now? Just think about it. Just think about everything that you love is on this table. Oh my gosh. You know, goodies, snacks, treats. You know, look, baby, this is just such a, I don't know, your wife, your husband, you know, whoever's going on, whatever you love is there at this table, right? And everybody is intrigued by it because it's God preparing it. It's so marvelous. It's so glorious. It's so thorough. It's so wise. And everybody's like watching, right? And they so intrigued by it. They trying to come over. They like, wait a minute. Somebody over there shining on. What's that? What's going on? Because they knows. They trying to figure out what's going on, right? Because that's God, right? He's preparing this table, right? To lure them in so that they can get blessed by whatever message that he's trying to put out there for them. So like with me, I'm recovering my health stuff. You know, so a lot of people now, you know, they want to be nosy. They listen to the podcast. They trying to be on my social media. They trying to look. You know, I'm out there putting myself out there, you know, with my hair showing. I don't never do nothing like that. No makeup, you know, no eyebrows done. Just raw form. Like, bow, here I am. Yeah, you like this, don't you? And they like, what's going on? And God is like, yeah. You know, they're getting blessed by the message. They're listening to the podcast and they're getting lured in. They're getting God's word, right? They're getting everything that they need. You understand what I'm saying? So what happens is that when you got your haters, your naysayers, your disbelievers, all the people, you know, ain't really rocking with you, but they trying to rock with you on the sneak. You know, they come on over, right? Because they want to see what's going on. And what you are supposed to do is be happy. Right? And you're supposed to say stuff like, hi, haters, because y'all need this work too. Yes, they need that work too. Never hate on them. I told you, baby, haters acknowledge me backwards. They don't know how to show the love, so they just hate. That's all. So you just do what it is that you do, baby, and let them get blessed. That's it. Think about when people are in the dark, right? Light disturb the darkness. If you're in your room, you sleep, somebody turn the light on, hit the switch, you like, wait a minute, hold on, what's going on? You waking up, like, what? Why you do all that? You turn the light on? Because it's so bright, it's shining so bright. So never hate on them, okay? Always welcome your haters. And like I said, you just say, hi, haters, because y'all need this work too. And you know what? Make sure y'all check out the Haters Passion Drink on Justin Touch J app, Justin Touch J podcast, you know, everything. It's out there, it's everywhere. Just Google it, the Haters Passion Drink, because haters hate with a passion. Okay, and you know, give them that drink. You have some of that drink too. You know, and this is just such a day, baby. I'll just put that out there in pieces for you. All right, now look. Have y'all been going over to My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Oh my gosh. I've been dropping a dime on y'all over there. Yes. And I usually tell you about all the pieces. I usually tell you everything that's going on over there. But this time, you gotta go look at it. You go look at it. You know, go check it out. Look at it. My name is RONI76 on Instagram, the Justin Touch of J Facebook page. It's everywhere. Google Justin Touch of J, because I've been putting stuff out there for you. Yeah, all type of stuff, baby. You want to see this, you definitely want to go check out them pieces. So look, that's all I'm saying. I'm not telling you nothing else. Not this time. I'm just giving you just a touch. A J. All right, now I'm gonna skid on over to the left though, because I do got to talk to you about Making Love in B's Kitchen. Have I been making love in B's Kitchen? Heck yeah, I've been making so much love in B's Kitchen, baby. Guess what? I gained a whole 15 pounds. Yeah, baby, I'm almost at the weight that I was. Oh my gosh, I don't even know how to feel about it. I've been looking at myself. And I just keep saying, self, you get so thick. You look a good self. And I like this. Oh my gosh. So anyway, look. That's all I'm going to say about Making Love B's Kitchen. Because I told y'all, I'm just giving you a touch. Just a touch of J today. I give you too much, just a touch. Now, let's talk about the Just a Touch of J Fitness, right? I don't even know how to give y'all just a touch, but I'm trying. All right, Just a Touch of J Fitness. Okay. I've been working out, all right? And I've been working out so much, only for like a week and a half. But still, I've been doing it, okay? 100-something things a day. I ain't gonna give you too much. Just a touch. I got a surprise for y'all, okay? So I can't give you too much. And it's so thorough and it's so wise. My body is changing. I'm working on the reverse fitness program, because you know I had the 400 to lose weight, so now I'm working to gain muscle and weight. And all I want to say is I'm looking real lovely, y'all. And it's Just Touch J Fitness. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Just keep on paying attention to the Just Touch J Fitness page on Facebook, okay, on Instagram, and the Just Touch J app. And speaking of the Just Touch J app, Mama didn't post Making Love in B's Kitchen on there. Yeah, I know y'all was waiting for that, but I couldn't. Some stuff is going on. I couldn't put it on there. So look, bear with me. It's coming, okay? And y'all got the ad popping, and thank you for that. All right, now look, we're gonna talk about Just Such a Great Podcast. All right, I can't talk about that. Y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn, baby. Oh my gosh, why y'all out there got that podcast popping like that? Every time I turn around, it's going up and it's going up and it's going up. So I did a video for y'all. I can tell you this, and I'm gonna drop it after this podcast, so make sure y'all check it out, okay? It's a video, it's about the podcast and things like that, and it's all over social media, and you'll be able to get those pieces. All right, now what's the other thing I'm gonna talk about? Just Such a J cannabis line, you already know about that. My French Premier numero on rolling papers, King Slim magnetic booklet, you know, slow burning smoothness, let it take control of you. Y'all love those, thank you so much. Okay, link in the bio. My link tree, so make sure you check that out. Everything's in there. The Just a Touch of J store. This is justatouchofj.com. You can get everything from there. And Beat Break Radio is the last thing. Make sure y'all listen to the 411 Wire. New episodes are coming. Make sure y'all check out the Just a Touch of J show on late nights. New things is coming. All right, now look, this is Just a Touch of J. That was just pieces for you. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I did it. I usually do a whole bunch of stuff and say a lot, but I didn't. I didn't give you too much. Just a touch. Just a touch of the J. Touch of the J. Touch of the J. Y'all like it when I do it like that. Make sure y'all check out this song and all my other songs after this podcast. Oh my gosh. Like I said, this is Just Such a J. All right, that was just pieces for you. Now look, I got a story to tell like Biggie. It's about two wars. Oh my gosh, two wars. Two wars going on the inside of you. All right. Now, this is supposed to be podcast popping Thursdays, right? But it's Friday. Because I had two wars going on inside of me this week. Yeah, child, I got to talk to y'all about this. So look, it's a story in the Bible, right? Esau and Jacob, right? They was inside their mama. And when they was inside their mama, mama was pregnant. Was two of them, right? But they weren't identical twins. They were fraternal twins. Totally different, okay? Like, you know how you got night and day, you know, totally different. Right? You know how you got the good angel on one side and you got the bad angel on the other side. You know how they used to put that little thing, little cartoon with it on your shoulder. You know, two different people. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like you feel like internally you're battling with two different things. Like it's two of you on the inside. Well, that's how I was feeling. I was feeling like that a little bit this week. Any of y'all out there going through that? I know somebody out there going through it because, first of all, God wanted told me to talk about it. And this is Just a Touch of J, baby. You know, y'all know I got put out there pieces for you. So, I was feeling like that, right? Now, don't jump the gun and think that it was a bad thing because it really wasn't a bad thing. It was a good thing, okay? But I was just like kind of like warm with myself a little bit. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, kind of like warring with yourself? Like, you don't know if you should go left or you don't know if you should go right or straight or to the back. You just kind of like, you just stand still for a minute because you don't know what's going on? Well, that's kind of what was going on with me, right? So God's been blessing me, all right? God has been blessing me. And when I say he's been blessing with me, blessing me, he's been blessing me, okay? So he has basically been providing all my needs. Every last one of them. I'm talking about, I told y'all how I was struggling and going through certain things. And, you know, and God just really just been blessing me, like, financially. Like, I'm talking about, like, I be praying. Then when I get done praying, and I'm like, God, I just, you know, I don't know. And then, I get an alert that says somebody didn't deposit some money in my account, like that. You know, and I'm like, this is okay, 150, 250, you know, 300, 350. You know, I'm just adding up all these pieces. I'm like, you know what? That's a lot of thousands of dollars. Like, God is really just like, you know, looking me out and helping me, right? Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, God's like really just like blessing you and like helping you. And you like, wow, you kind of just like stuck because you can't believe it. Well, that's kind of how I was feeling. Like, I know who God is and I know God loves me. And I know you blessing me, but I'm just like, dang, you really got my back. So, guys also have been, you know, he's been showing me the people who are there for me and the people who ain't there for me, okay? Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, your current situation is starting to reveal a lot of stuff to you. And it's, you know, that's one thing. You know, so it's been a shocker. So that kind of had me kind of like stuck too. Like, wow. Like, you would do me like that? Like, you did me dirty? Like, oh, wow, well, I needed you, and you really was there to support and help? Like, wow, I never even thought. Like, I was just stuck. So it was like God was blessing me, and I could get all the joy out of the goodness. But, like, there was another part of me that was just like, wow, do I deserve this? Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, I mean, I know I've been good to people and everything like that, but I'm like, that good? So anyway, it kind of had me kind of like stick. Like, I just didn't know what to do, right? So let me go back to the story about the woman that was pregnant, and she had Esau and Jacob up in her, right? So Esau and Jacob, you know, they come out, and, you know, in the Bible basically says that the younger person, the older person, okay, like older, like, okay, if you think about you in the past, okay, your past is going to have to obey your future you, okay? So one baby comes out before the next baby, right? But when the one was coming out, Esau, he was holding on to Jacob's heel, like basically saying, no, come back, I'm first. All right. So it was like a tug of war type of thing going on when the mom was giving birth. Okay. In the Bible. All right. So that's kind of what happens with us. This is just such a baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. When you're getting ready to birth something new, sometimes it's hard for you to believe it. It's a struggle that's going on. That's kind of like what I was going through this week. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you literally, something new, you feel it. Like, I feel it. I know something's good coming up out of this thing. Like, God, okay, you saved my life. Then you've been providing for me. Then you showing me who's there for me, who's not there for me. And all of these pieces, like, I'm talking about, I got a brand new house that's being built. Like, just all type of just good stuff is just happening. You know, it's just like, because new things are getting ready to birth. So when things are new, it's like you're in that transition. And sometimes it has you kind of stagnant because you just don't know what to do. Any of y'all out there going through that? I know somebody out there going through it because I was going through it this week. I couldn't even do Poppin' Podcast Thursdays yesterday because I didn't know what to talk about. I was just like, it's a lot going on. You know, like, it wasn't bad, but it was just like, what do I say? You know, because I'm in this transition and it's just so much of God's glory that's everywhere. I didn't know what I'm like, what do I talk to him about more of the testimony? Like, what? And then I said, you know, I was kind of struggling a little bit with it. I could talk to him about that. Struggling to accept it. So look, so one of my people, she hit me up and she was like, you know, she was struggling with forgiveness, right? And she said that her children told her that she needed to forgive herself. So I started thinking, I'm like, okay, maybe I'm struggling with this because of some things that I've done and I haven't really forgiven myself for them. That's why I'm having a hard time accepting what God's doing for me. So, you know, I had to dig down deep on the inside of me, you know, do some devotions, pray and things like that, and understand that I should be happy and just excited about the things that God's doing for me. And I am, but you know, like, you kind of just stand there sometimes, you're like, wow, because it's a war going on in the inside of you because new things are getting ready to birth. Okay, so back to the story, right? So he's holding on to the heel while the other brother's coming out, right? Because he wanted to be first. And see, sometimes that's how the enemy is. The enemy wants to be first when God is trying to birth something new in your life. He don't want that new thing to come out. Satan, the devil, you know, whatever you want to call it, the enemy. Okay, he ain't no good. So what he does is he causes confusion sometimes. He has you look at how you used to be versus how you are right now. So what he'll do is sometimes he'll bring people to you. You think you changed, you know, you think you better than us now, you know, stuff like that. You know, while you transitioning, okay? Or he'll have you get down on yourself because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You know, as you think, that's how you're going to be. So maybe he'll have you, you know, think thoughts that aren't good. You know, that's why you got to be renewed by your mind. That's Romans 12, daily, okay? Because he'll get you like that. But just stagnant because there's a war going on inside of you. Because you're getting ready to birth something new. So I'm just coming to you today to let you know that I'm with you. It's a war going on inside of me too, every single day. This is definitely new. I've never went through anything like this before in my life. Never. And when you go through things that are new, they're just like crazy to you, you know, because you don't know, because it's new. You're birthing something new. You're coming out of different situations. You're no longer who you used to be. And it could be scary. And sometimes it'll have you a little stagnant. It'll have you kind of pause for a minute. And that's how it had me. So if you out there and last week or this week or something like that, or in the future, you start to pause, I want you to know that it's okay. Yeah, it's normal. Mm-hmm. You got to be okay with normal. It's a normal thing for you to pause. Because sometimes you got to just sit back and look at things. God wants you to pause. See, the funny thing about it with me was, is that he wanted me to pause, and I noticed. He wanted me to pause, and he wanted me to look at his grace and mercy, and wanted me to know that I could trust him and everything was going to be okay. And that's what I want you to know too, that you can trust him, everything going to be okay. In the transition, in the birth, he's with you. He's giving you the new thing. He's birthing that new thing for you. And you want to know why? This is the kicker to all of it. It's because you're ready. See, we pause sometimes because we think we're not ready. That's why I had paused. I was like, oh my gosh, you know, like, look, what's about to come? You know, like, I don't even know. Like, you over here blessing me. You understand? Like, just think about this. I really want you to think about this. I'm literally like, okay, I couldn't pay for my hotel stay for like 30 days. And you paid every single day, God, $100 and something a day. How, Sway? How? Okay. All right. You gave me food when I didn't have no food. How? You bringing friends to me. You letting me see who's not my friends. And then God's laying on my heart, that one can't go with you, but this one can. That one is there for you, but this one isn't. Watch what this one did. And I'm like this, oh my gosh, because I know something big is coming. Because I'm coming out of something that was big. So he's preparing this table for me in the presence of my enemies. And he's anointing my head with oil. My cup is overflowing. And it's a war going on. Because the enemy, no. He don't want me to be happy, Captain. He don't want me to have that thing. You know, and sometimes you got that going on with you too. And I want to let you know it's a normal thing. But all you got to do is just trust God through it. And he's going to reward you. He's going to make you lay down in green pastures. He's going to restore your soul. He's going to do what it is that you do, baby, even though it's scary. It's scary for me too. It's because I don't know what's going on from day to day. And that's what happens when it's a new thing. You don't know because it's new. This is just a touch of day, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. I just want you to know that you're going to be okay. That's it. I had to realize that this week. I said, oh my God, it's a war going on. It's tug of war. What do I do? Do I go to the right? Do I go to the left? Do I do what? I just stood there for a minute. I said, I just got to stand here and just see God's glory. I got to see this glory. I gained weight. Y'all know how, look, when you go down to 105 pounds, 100 pounds, okay, I was 220 pounds before. I lost 75 pounds with my fitness program that I created. But I didn't intend to lose any more. Just maybe about 5 pounds, 5-10 pounds maybe, but not a whole nother like 40. Okay? So like he done let me gain weight. I'm able to eat more. I'm healing. My hair is coming back. Like, you know, that all these people are helping me now. People are reaching out. I'm praying that all of a sudden, as soon as I get done praying, you know, my phone going off, bloop, money getting put in my account. I'm like, what? You know, everything that I asked for, God has given me. That could be scary. So I didn't give y'all Papa Podcast Thursday yesterday because it was just so much goodness going on. Sometimes goodness can be scary. And this is just such a day, baby. I want you to know, don't worry about sometimes when the war comes up because the war is going on up inside of you because you're just not used to it. That's all. Ignore the enemy. Resist the devil. He'll flee from you. Trust me. I know this, okay? And just keep pushing forward. All it is God just redirecting your life because you're about to birth something new. Like when you have a baby, okay, you don't know what that baby's going, if you know, for those of y'all who are mothers, expecting fathers or whatever, but just imagine if you don't have kids, you've seen it on TV, you know something about the fact that you don't know what the baby's going to actually look like when the baby comes out. You don't know what to expect. You're praying, I hope it got 5 fingers and toes and, you know, it's nothing wrong and it's healthy. You don't know what's going on. You have no idea.
but you're giving birth to this new thing. Right? Could be scary. Could have you a little stagnant. Could have you a little unsure. And I just wanted to come on here and talk to y'all about that. Just in it, just still give birth. Understand God's with you. So all I could tell you. Like, this podcast wasn't even... I just wanted to come on here and talk to y'all for a little bit. You know how I say, I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Just talk to you. Like, you're my friends. I love y'all. You know? I just wanted to come on here and tell you, like, look, look. Okay? This is what's going on. I was nervous the other day. I didn't even know how to do it. I was like, what am I going to talk about in the podcast? I was stuck. I was just like, this is just a lot of glory. You know, like, God, you are doing a lot in my life right now. Like, my kids, my adult children are just being amazing to me. Everything. Everything is just so, like, amazing. And all I keep saying to myself is that all I'm doing is what God's telling me to do. And my life is so amazing. It's so amazing. So just do what God tell you to do. Are you feeling your spirit? You feel it? Whatever you want to call it, universe, whatever. Lord, I call him God. He the one who created the universe, okay? Just touch that baby. But whatever you want to call it, the high power, you know, Yahweh, you know, everything, okay? But you just do what it is that's right. And just understand that sometimes it's going to be a tug of war going on. That's normal. And just understand that you're going to get through it because you're just birthing a new thing. And you don't know what the new thing is, so it can be scary sometimes. And sometimes you might have to just pause for a minute. Okay, while God's putting it out there in pieces for you, baby. All right, so look, that's it. Okay, I don't know if you got that. I don't know. Look, I was just talking. It wasn't no whole script or nothing like that. I just had to put it out there in pieces for you, baby. Just don't be scared. Look, pause for a second and then get right back to it. So this is Poppin' Podcast Thursdays on a Friday. Y'all bear with me. Oh, my gosh. This is something, man. This transition. Oh, my gosh. Y'all just don't know. Y'all just really just do not know. Like, this is just something so totally different. Like, I went from loving to cook to couldn't stand to cook to now I cook every day and I just can't wait to cook to I wanted to lose weight to I lost the weight and then got ill and wanted to gain the weight to making so much money where I'm talking about I could make like $8,000 a week and then not having a dime. Okay, depending on myself, and then all of a sudden all I have is God, and I'm like, wow, you really are feeling wise, supplying all my needs. And then friends that I thought was friends that wasn't friends, and people that I didn't even think care, you know, like, who child, for having hair and, you know, no breaking out on the skin to skin breaking out and then not having no hair, not being able to see and then being able to see, like, it's a lot. And some of y'all out there going through the same thing. I couldn't eat for like 2 months. And now I'm able to eat. Like, it's a transition, man, when you birthing something new. And it could be scary sometimes. All right? I want you to know, look, pause for a moment, but keep it going, man. This is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all keep me in prayer. I'm keeping y'all in prayer. Just know I'm out here with you. I'm going through this with you. I'm just like you. I'm being transparent. This is what it is. I ain't scared to tell you nothing or to show you nothing, okay? God created a new life for me, and I'm happy, and you be happy with the life that he's creating for you too. All right? So look, how y'all want me to end this? What y'all want me to do, huh? Y'all want me to give you the Janet Jackson, Barry White voice? All right, let me see, because I'm kind of all over the place today, but baby, just a touch of jam. I'm trying to put out the pieces for you. All right, you ready? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of jam. Y'all know I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. So look, what is the first thing that I tell y'all when I'm skating on over to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can shine bright like a diamond and end this thing? I tell you, don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thrilled and wise. No. And don't let yourself do that. Don't do that to yourself. Because I could have did that to myself. I could have been like, man, I ain't throwing a wise. I don't deserve this, God. Why you blessing me? You know? You know, sometimes we get like that, you know? We get down in the blessing. Child. Child, we so crazy out here. But sometimes we do that. So don't do that, and don't let nobody else, just because you coming up out of something, about to birth something new, be hating on you and stuff. Just say hi, haters, because y'all need this word too, okay? Now, moving on over to the next thing. What's the second thing I tell y'all when I'm skating on up out of here? Shine on them, because they hate it, baby. Yes, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Yes, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, oh, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Yeah, like that. Let that light shine bright like a diamond. Yeah, shout to you, Rihanna, if you listen to that. Shine bright like a diamond. Y'all gotta do that, man. You gotta live your best life. Forget that. You only got one life to live. Even if you pause for a second, like I had to, you know, because you just got two wars going on the inside. You don't know what's going on at the moment. Still, get it together, reevaluate it, and shine bright like a diamond, okay? And then do this too. The third thing that I tell y'all, spread love, man. Because it's the Brooklyn way, and it's just such a baby. You got to spread love, put out there pieces for them. Because you get the reciprocal of that, okay? When you spread love, love is given to you, okay? So always do that. Don't be one of the people that walk around like, don't know how to give no love to nobody. And don't be a fake lover. Oh, God. It's nothing worse than that. I used to do that. Don't do that. Don't be a faker. Oh, God. I thank God for delivering me from that spirit. Lord. Any of y'all out there doing that fake stuff, being like a chameleon, doing whatever it is somebody wants you to do, giving the fakeness, you know that fake love. You know that fake love. You know when you're doing something fake and it ain't really you, brown nose and kissing butt. You know that type of fakeness. Please don't do that. Don't. Oh my gosh, just don't. Just touch it, baby. Learn how to give some real love. Love yourself and everything gonna be good. Now look, quick recap, okay? I don't even know how to recap it. All I can say is that sometimes, right, you get a war going on in this inside of you. One thing wants to be first and one thing wants to be second. And sometimes the thing that's second is supposed to be the thing that's first. But you're being nervous and you'll be scared because you're birthing a new thing that's coming up out of you. And you just got to let God put the pieces out there for you. That's all. You know, that's all I can tell you. That's it. It's okay to pause for a second if you're unsure. But just remember, you deserve everything that God has given you. That's why he's giving you that new thing. That's why he's birthing it. Because you're at that point in your life where you're supposed to be for the new thing. All right, so look, take that, do it as you do with it, and I'll be back when I got something else to say. Yeah, when I got something else to say, or when I got something else to say, I'll be back, right? Because I love my babies. And make sure y'all listen to the song since they up next, but I'll be back, okay? When I got something else to say. Child, I don't know about this podcast, but look, I know you got some of them pieces. I love y'all. Y'all have an amazing day. Happy Friday. This is Podcast Popping Thursday. Bye-bye. Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of your baby coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on my flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby. And baby, you know you're fine, right? Fine. Hey y'all, this is just a touch of Jay, and I'm coming at you, making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh. You better download that Just a Touch of J app. J. Hey y'all, what's up? How y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh, I know y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life, just doing what it is that you do. Being so sexy, so thrilling, so wise. But listen, look, right? I'm coming back to y'all
with the song of the week. All right. And this one right here, this whole remix goes out to my man's Biggie Smalls. Yeah, the Notorious B.I.G. And make sure y'all listening to the 411 Wire this week, right? The hottest entertainment segment in the A. Because I got some pieces for you. I told y'all, man. I got a story to tell like Biggie. Make sure you listen to the song, man. I love y'all. Love my babies, all right? It's up next.
Hey y'all, yeah. This is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you getting ready to put it all out there in pieces.
That told me I never amount to nothing.
Y'all hear that?
All the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
And all the niggas in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby.
Y'all hear that?
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine, Salt and Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine, hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The hard, you never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Piece of raw D, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
Wait a minute, y'all. This is just a touch of J. Y'all like that? Now look, man. Y'all know what I'm doing again? The song of the week. And I gotta give it to my man's Biggie Smalls. Check out Machine Gun Funk. Oh my God. I live better, but yeah, I die better, but I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, baby.
So you wanna be hardcore with your hat to the back, talking about the gaps in your raps, but I can't feel that hardcore appeal that you're screaming. Maybe I'm dreaming. This ain't Christopher Williams, still some empty. Got the feel one, cats, I got the feel some. To let you know that if you're big and heavy, I get up in that like a wedgie. Says who? Says me, the lyrical. Saying Biggie off the street, it's a miracle. Left the drugs alone, took the thugs along with me. Just for that and shifty. Sticks and stones, red bones, but they kill you quicker. Especially when I'm drunk off the liquor. Smoking fuck by the boxes, packing. It's natural to eat your type
baby. I just had to drop a bomb on him like Flex. Is that work, baby? Is that work? You know you're fine, right? This is just a touch of J, baby. You know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you.
You like that?
Here's another one.
VOUCH_J. Yes, she comes when they come. Wait a minute, y'all. I got another one. This is just a touch of J. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Make sure y'all go over to My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. And definitely make sure you download the Just a Touch of J app. And oh my gosh, y'all gotta make sure y'all follow me at Making Love and Beats Kitchen, baby. On Instagram, that's where I do my food thing. This is just a touch of your baby. Y'all know I gotta put that out there in pieces for you, right? Don't forget to check out the Just a Touch of J cannabis line, right? The Just a Touch of J podcast, Just a Touch of J's fitness, and make sure you Google Just a Touch of J, man. Check out the online store called thisisjustatouchofj.com. Cause this is just a touch of J, baby. I love my babies, right? I gotta put this out there in pieces for you. J. T-O-U-C-H. Yeah. _J. That's what they call me.
And I can't forget, man, make sure y'all check me out on Beat Break Radio 87 FM. Alright, Atlanta's hottest entertainment segment called the 411 Wire and the Just a Touch of J Radio Show. And for the last time, y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, right? I love y'all.
You like it when I do it like that.
And y'all know I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, baby. What's up, y'all?
This is Just a Touch of J.
Oh my gosh. Y'all hear that? Come on now.
J, J, J.
Underscore letter J.
Letter J.
J. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like
pieces
it when I do it like that.
You.
All he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
y'all
you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of J.
Just a touch of J. Y'all hear that? I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right? Hey, y'all. This is just a touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life. Huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen. Mama got to drop a dime on y'all. But I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake, you know, with just a touch of J too. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in, all right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon. And make sure y'all go over to Making Love and V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app too. Mm-hmm. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. Alright? Listen to the songs. They up next.
Y'all hear that?
Y'all go over to Making Love and V's Kitchen.
Going over to Making Love and V's Kitchen, baby.
Mama got some brownies.
She's gonna get brownies for you, baby.
Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast, baby. I love you guys. I'm just trying to put it out. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I'm just trying to put it out there. I tell y'all, this is just a touch of J.
Trying to put it out there in pieces for you.
What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Y'all gotta make sure y'all go over to Making Love and V's Kitchen, baby. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you. Hey y'all. Y'all hear that?
Y'all hear that?
Hey baby,
pieces.
Y'all hear that?
Just
y'all hear that? Oh, hear that? God, Drizzy, let me get
that. Oh
my
God, I don't know what these
beats. Y'all like that? I really don't know what these niggas be in.
Just
hear that? Oh my gosh, yes. Y'all hear that? Woo!
This is just a touch of the J.
Talk to y'all for a little bit.
Just a touch of the J.
Yeah. Hey y'all, this is just a touch of J, baby.
Touch of the J.
Oh my
touch
gosh.
Y'all hear that?
I really don't.
I really don't know where these niggas be at.
Where these niggas, be at? Where these niggas be at?
I really don't know where these niggas be at.
I
don't know where these niggas be at.
But I just want to talk to y'all.
Y'all
for
like
y'all
not do it like that.
Touch of the J. Man, I keep trying to tell y'all.
All you need is just a touch of the J.
Touch of the J.
Touch of the J. Y'all like it when I do it like that,
I don't mess with no niggas, man. Listen.
My baby like it when I do it like that.
That's why I had to talk to y'all for a little bit, man.
Y'all like it when I do it like that.
This is just a touch of the J.
I don't know where these niggas be at. Y'all know what? I swear, I don't know where these niggas be at. Baby, this is just a touch of J. And y'all know I'll be trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I don't even have time, ladies. You know what? Let me tell y'all something. That's y'all problem. Y'all be out here trying to find out, you know, where these niggas be at.
This is just a touch of J, baby.
I don't know nothing about where these niggas be at. Where these niggas be at? But have y'all been going over to
Jay?
My name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby.
Pieces.
And make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J.
Pieces.
Jay.
Yeah.
And y'all know y'all gotta scroll over to Making Love in B's Kitchen, baby.
Pieces.
That's where I do my food thing.
This is Just a Touch of J.
I don't know where these niggas be at. But you know what I do know, y'all?
This is Just a Touch of J.
Got the Just a Touch of J podcast poppin'. I mean, poppin'.
Just a touch of the J. Just a touch of the J.
That's all I'm giving y'all, because that's all you need.
Just a touch of the J.
Oh my gosh, man.
Just a touch. All you need is just a touch of the J.
This is Just a Touch of J, baby. And y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. I hope y'all like the new song, man. Shout out to Drizzy Drake. Yeah, for letting me get at him. Cause I mean, these niggas be saying they this place and that place. And I'm just trying to tell y'all that I really don't know where these niggas be at. Because, you know, I'm out here trying to focus. I gotta win. Ain't no time for that, man. Cause I gotta give y'all what y'all need.
Just a touch of the chill.
Cause baby, you know you're fine, right?
I'm sorry, y'all. I just gotta get a shout out.
The love of my life.
God,
I need you to come and make Love in B's Kitchen.
Y'all, I'm trying to tell y'all something.
Just a touch
man.
Of the J. Just a touch of the J. Just a touch of the J.
All he needs is just a touch of J. And all you need is just a touch of the J.